Today we have CU Service Networks VA to Caesar talking about the latest in compliance and regulations for 2017, so you gotta check this one out. Compass for Credit Unions is now part of CU Service Network. What's going on, gang? Give us the latest.
Well, it's been kind of interesting. The last time we talked, I can't believe it's been 4 years now.
A few years.
Compass was originally launched as a wholly owned CUSO of Belvoir Federal Credit Union. Last year, Belvoir merged with PenFed, Pentagon Federal, and we kind of went along for the ride. We were an asset of Belvoir Federal, so we became a wholly owned CUSO of PenFed. At about the same time, I was contacted by Doug Burke, who is the CEO of CU Service Network. Mm-hmm. And what was happening on their side is that they had done a survey of their credit union owners, asking what pain points were. They were looking to add some back office services. They had already added accounting services for credit unions, and they were working on an HR solution. And their credit unions, more than 90% of their credit unions who responded said that compliance was what kept them awake at night.
Wow, okay.
So Doug and CU Service Network started looking for a compliance partner. They hired a consulting firm and looked at a couple, and they identified Compass for Credit Unions as one that they thought would be a good fit philosophically. And so they reached out to me. At the time, we were in the middle of this merger.
Yeah.
I said, I don't even know what owner to tell you to talk to about this potential partnership. So kind of got put on hold for a little bit, but after that settled down, he circled back around and reached out to me and to the owner, the PenFed, and we worked out a deal, and PenFed sold Compass for Credit Unions to CU Service Network. In April of this year, that deal was complete, and we became part of CU Service Network.
Wow.
We're now the compliance service arm of CU Service Network.
Wow. As the credit union world turns, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. What a journey you guys have been on recently. So I mean, is there anything different now, or is it pretty much full steam ahead and business as usual?
It's been interesting. It is pretty much full steam ahead.
Okay.
What happened was my entire staff came with me, so all of the spaces are the same. The services are the same. Services are getting a little bit better, I think, because we have more resources, and we're looking to add some things. And the other cool thing was that all of our clients, all of the Compass for CU's credit union clients, assigned to their contracts, so they all came with us as well. So I was very gratified to have that happen. Obviously, they trust us and they wanted to come with us. So it's business as usual.
Cool.
At the same time, everything is new.
Yeah. What a tightrope you're walking. I love it. So what are the goals here? I mean, is it kind of the same as, again, is it the same as before? Or do you have like kind of new goals set for you guys, or?
We do have some new goals in that we are now part, we're not a separate organization anymore, not
right.
a separate entity. So we have, we've been folded into the CU Service Network organization. We're part of their organizational mm-hmm. goals at a board planning session last month.
Mm-hmm.
We adopted some new goals based on the fact that we had compliance services added. So, but the main goal is still to serve credit unions and to help them with their compliance burden.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking for. That's what we've been doing, and we're still providing the personalized service that our credit unions have been looking for and come to expect.
Excellent. And there's no shortage there, because compliance is still a top topic in this industry. So, and having said that, so what's the latest in compliance these days? What's out there that credit unions need to know about?
Well, these are kind of interesting times in the compliance world. We're still not really sure what the new administration is going to do. We had the president's two for one for every new regulation. We're going to get rid of two.
Okay.
And we haven't really seen that happening yet, but that's still out there.
Okay.
Things we thought would happen might not happen now. So a lot of people are taking a wait and see attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But some things we can't wait and see.
Right.
Some things won't wait. So we have new HMDA regulations coming down the pike, a lot of changes there, military regulations.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a new overdraft report from the CFPB. They are looking at overdrafts again and trying out some new forms, seeing what consumers like and what they don't like, what they understand and what they don't understand.
There you go.
Fair lending is a big issue. So the regulators are full steam ahead as well right now. So we're just trying to keep up.
Which is good for you guys, because, I mean, that keeps you out there helping out credit unions. Especially, are you finding that the smaller credit unions need more help, or is it the bigger ones need the same type of help? Or how do you see that? I mean, just kind of a question off the top of my head, because I'm interested, because I'm always hearing a lot about, you know, small credit unions, they don't have the resources to kind of handle all the regulations and stuff. Like, I mean, what are you seeing there?
They don't have the resources, but, you know, one thing that we thought would happen when we first launched the CUSO was that small credit unions would be our main customer.
Yeah.
And they're not, because unfortunately they can't afford to buy compliance services.
Right.
So they do things sort of, we do one-off projects for them. We help as much as we can.
Okay.
We thought that we wouldn't have any larger credit union clients, and we do. Some of some very big credit unions, over $1 billion, because they have compliance staff, but they still need help.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than hiring more on in-house staff, they're looking for some support outside. So we act as sort of an external compliance officer.
Okay.
I think our sweet spot is probably around $100 to $300 million in assets, but we have credit unions on both sides of that range.
It runs the gamut, it sounds like. Everybody, I mean, because there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of information coming at you from all sides, and so having folks like you in their corner, I'm sure, is a nice asset to have. So definitely. Anything to kind of wrap up here, I mean, how's the rest of the year look? Is it still, like you said, kind of a wait and see type of thing? What's going to happen with the new administration, how they're going to deal with the regulations and the CFPB? Are they going to have like a committee instead of one person? And there you hear all these news items flowing about. I mean, you guys, your heads must be spinning as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I can't even begin to speculate about what's going to happen with the CFPB. So right now we're just dealing with the rules that we have. We do have final rules that are being implemented, and we're just helping our credit unions get through that. So part of our focus now is integrating into the CU Service Network. Their traditional area, they were sort of a regional CUSO in seven states out west.
Mm-hmm.
There was absolutely no overlap in our footprint. So now they have a lot of new clients in the Mid-Atlantic area that they didn't have before. And we have the opportunity to start offering compliance services to some credit unions out west. So we have signed our first Colorado credit union. So that was good. And we're working on a couple others. So we have, I think, three new clients since the merger.
Wow.
So that's good. Two in Maine and one in Colorado.
Yay.
So.
All right. Well, sounds like business is good, and all things are running nicely, it sounds like, there, and it's moving forward, and still kind of a wait and see.
Well, for the compliance, it's wait and see, but keep doing what you've been doing. So there's a lot for us to work on while we're seeing how things shake out.
Indeed. All right. Well, Gay, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Appreciate it. I'm sure you've got a busy day ahead of you, or actually, you're probably at the end of your day. So
close to it.
Exactly. So thank you so much for hanging out with us, and congrats on the acquisition and all that type of stuff. I'm glad things are working out really well. So good stuff.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you later.
Good. Look forward to it. All righty.
Okay.